بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Last week we spoke of certain rules and laws of qurbani related to the post-slaughter procedure and process. We said that the skinning of the animal should not commence immediately, but the animal should be left until all the impure blood flows out of the animal, and then the skinning should start once the body has and the carcass has cooled down. We spoke of the distribution of meat. What is the preferred method of distribution? If an animal is sacrificed on behalf of more than one person, this is referring to a big animal, right? So you have a cow or a bull, a camel. It is slaughtered on behalf of seven individuals, seven persons. Its meat should be divided equally amongst its owners based on weight. This is very important. Based on weight. Each one's share must be equally divided. A person should never say, no, it's fine, whatever you give me, it's okay. 1 kilogram this way, 1 kilogram that way. You can do that after you've received your share. Once you have received your share that is equal to every one of the other six shares, then you can decide what you want to do, whether you want to give any one of the shareholders an additional amount. But you should first receive an amount that is equal in weight to all the other shares. It should not be randomly distributed or by mere conjecture. Just few general masail related to qurbani. First, we must understand that there is no alternative for qurbani. You know, qurbani, there is no alternative. There is no qada of qurbani. If a person missed the salah, there is a qada. But qurbani is like Eid salah. Qurbani is like janazah salah. Qurbani is like jumu'ah salah, where there is no alternative. In the event where you miss it, you have missed out on qurbani. You cannot perform it at a later stage. Of course, if you haven't performed qurbani and qurbani was wajib on you, then at a later stage that amount that you should have spent on the qurbani animal should be given out in sadaqah. But that's not an alternative. People must not assume, well, I do have this alternative, either to slaughter or to give amount the value equal to the qurbani animal. That is not correct. It is mustahab for the one intending to perform qurbani to refrain from cutting hair or clipping nails from the first of Dhul-Hijjah to the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. This was previously discussed. Women are allowed to slaughter their qurbani animals. A woman, if she wants to slaughter her qurbani animal, she is allowed to do so. But there are two conditions. Number one is the laws of hijab must be observed. She must not slaughter the animal in such a place where na mahram males will be viewing her and seeing her, and she must, that's the first condition. The second one is that she must be efficient. She must be able to slaughter. She must be able to slaughter the animal without putting the animal through any difficulty and without putting the animal through any inconvenience. The slaughter of a woman in haim or nifas is valid and permissible. Even though she may be in haid, she may be experiencing her menses, or she's in nifas, postnatal bleeding, then too, even in that state, she is allowed to slaughter a qurbani animal. The rules and the laws of fasting and salah won't apply to her. We know that she's not allowed to perform salah or to fast during those days, but slaughtering the qurbani animal is an ibadah that she is allowed to perform. May Allah grant us the understanding.